刚刚有老妈妈告诉我，我说话声音要大一点，所以我要将麦克风放在我的嘴边。
Earlier, our elderly sister told me I have to speak up, so that I have to put the mic closer to my mouth.
感谢主给我们机会再次来思想他的话语。
We thank the Lord for giving us some time again to consider His words.
在开始之前，我们再有一点祷告。
Before we begin, let's have another short word of prayer.
主，我们实在谢谢你再给我们机会一起与众弟兄姐妹就来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for giving us chance, brothers and sisters, to gather together.
我们在这里向你祈求，只求一件事。
We plead with you one thing.
就是你的圣灵与我们同在。
That your spirit be with us.
求你感动当初感动大卫的灵，也今天运行在我们当中。
May you move us with the same thing that moved David.
让我们的思想也能回到主你在大卫身上所做的一切工作的时候
that when our thoughts go back to what you have accomplished in David,
大卫怎样接受你，我们今天也能够按照实际来接受你。
How he has accepted you, may we accept you the same way.
我们再次恭敬地将时间交在主的手中。
Give the time into your hands.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.今天弟兄要分享的题目是从大卫的经历和行为体会和神心意的服事。
Today I want to share about David's experience and acts to understand service after God's own heart.
我们今天要会读很多处的经文。
We're going to today end up reading many passages.
希望我们在一起读的时候，弟兄姐妹不会觉得太 boring.
We hope that it won't be too boring to go through them.
我们首先读两处经文，一处是在出埃及记八章十一节。
Let's first go to Exodus 8.
我们
verse 1.
我们一起来读，读英文和中文的弟兄姐妹一起来读。
We read it together in both Chinese and English.
好，我们一起来。
Let's start.
耶和华分析吩咐摩西说，你进去见法老，对他说，耶和华这样说，容我的百姓去。好侍奉我。我们第二处经文是《使徒行传》十三章第三十六节。
Second verse is Acts 13:36.
大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意，就睡了，归到他祖宗那里，以见朽坏。这里有括弧，里面有或作大卫按神的旨意服侍了他那一世代的人，就睡了。
In the parenthesis in this verse, it says.David, after he served his own generation, fell asleep.
我们知道神救以色列人出埃及的时候，向以色列人表明了一个心意。
We know that when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, he expressed his certain will.
这个心意就是要以色列人服侍神。
His heart was so that his people would serve him.
在历史历代，神不断继续表明这个心意。
In church history and generations after,
他借着人
Lord expressed this will.
可以借着人使这个心意得以实行。
He caused the people's heart to be able to do this.
在不同的时代，神用到不同的器皿。
In different generations, Lord used different instruments.
神在呼召的时候，他用着选用了亚伯拉罕。
When Lord started calling people, he called Abraham.
他带领以色列人出埃及的时候，他选用了摩西。
During the Exodus, he chose Moses.
那在列王时代呢？大卫成为这样一个器皿。
During the king's period, David was such servant.
圣经刚刚我们读的圣经说，他在大卫在其时代服侍了神。
The verse we just read is said that David served his own generation.
在其他处经文也讲到，大卫得到神的称许。
Another verse is it says David received God's approval.
神称他是合神心意的人。
And God said that David is one after his own heart.
我们不难看出大卫的服事有其榜样意义。
We can see his service and also the example he set.
我们学习大卫，从大卫的经历和行为上，所以我们能得着帮助。
From David's actions and his thoughts, we can be helped.
那关于大卫, 我们,
Regarding David, I trust that we have all listened to many sharings and stories about him.
我也一样,
Same for me. These things were very helpful to me.
那即使这样,
Even so, when we read through the scriptures, we still receive new things.
所以今天弟兄愿意将过往的得着和弟兄的领受与弟兄姐妹在这里分享。
So I want to share some of the other things I've learned with brothers and sisters.
盼望我们一同体会。 大卫是怎样服侍的,使他能够合神的心意。
May we consider and understand how exactly did David serve to make him be called someone after the Lord's own heart.
大卫在世的时候有很多的经历,我们不能在这里一一列举。
Of course, when David is in this, was still living, he had many experiences. We can't go through each and every one.
所以我们在现有的时间内只能观察几件事。
So with the time that we have, we'll observe a few.
通过这几件事,看大卫怎样服侍神。
Using these few things, we can see how David served the Lord.
弟兄愿意在四个方面一起来看。
I want to share this in four different aspects.
那第一点是表明神的服侍。
First one is to manifest Lord's service.
What is the service that manifests the Lord?
Oh. The service that manifests the Lord.
Yeah. 第二点是在困境中他不失去信心和盼望。
Secondly, is how in trouble and hardship he did not lose heart.
那第三点是在过失里明白神的怜悯和恩典。
And thirdly, is in his old age to understand God's grace.
最后，我们一起来看一下大卫的晚年。
Oh, and lastly, to see David's old last years.
看看这位服侍神的人晚年的光景如何。
To see how he was in his last days.
我们看的第一点是合神心意的服侍，能够在服侍中表明神。
First one is to serve in accordance to God's will and to reveal the Lord Himself.
大卫服侍，体现在大卫的经历的事情上面。
And when David, when he served, it's shown by his experiences.
最著名的一个故事莫过于大卫与哥利亚征战。The
most popular story perhaps is the story of him and Goliath.
所以我们要来看一下这个事情。So
we need to look at it.
看那天到底发生了什么事情。To
see exactly what happened.
看这件事情的意义如何。To
to find out what it means.
我们也看一起来思想一下为什么只有大卫 能够成就这件事情。
And also to think about how is it that only David could accomplish this feat.
我们还要一起来读几处经文。
We also need to go to a few scriptures.
所以刚刚弟兄有无论或者是提醒弟兄姐妹我们今天会读很多很多经文。
So as I remind everyone, we'll be reading a lot of passages.
我们今天现在要读的经文是撒母耳记上17章第4到7节。
First, we're going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 17, 4 to 7.
我们还是一起来读。
Let's read it together.
第四节。
4.
从腓利士营中出来一个挑战的人，名叫哥利亚，是加特人，身高6寸，领一虎口，头戴铜盔，身穿铠甲，甲胄五千色克勒，腿上有铜布机，两肩之中背负铜戟，枪杆粗如丝布机的犁轴。 枪头重600克勒，有一个拿盾牌的人在他面前走。在这里我们看到有一个人挑战以色列的军队。Here
we see that a particular person challenged the army of Israel.
这个人很高大，也很有力量。This
person was very powerful and very tall.
而且他的武器也很好。His
weapon was very good too.
他的武器攻防兼备。His
weapon was a spear.
他有进攻的武器是铜戟。
He had an offensive weapon.
他这个铜戟是一个枪啊，他枪头、枪杆都很粗壮。Oh,
his spear, the staff is okay. His spear was very sharp.
那个他还有保护他的铠甲和盾牌。
He also had a body armor as well as a shield.
看起来是一个很强大的敌人。
Seemingly like a very strong person.
这是故事的其中一个情节。
This is one of the elements of the story.
所以我们继续往下看，再看以后的情节。
So we continue to look down.
我们再读第，还是这一章17章24节、26节和32节，我们要跳着来读。
Continuing this chapter, it's chapter 17, verse 24 now.
24节，以色列众人看见那人就逃跑，极其害怕。
Says all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid.
26节，26. 大卫问站在旁边的人说：“这人，有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎样待他呢？这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？” 竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？
And David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying, What shall be done to the man that kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
32节，大卫对扫罗说：“人都不必因那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。”
32, David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine.
这一段是描写以色列众人与大卫面对敌人时的反应。
This portion illustrates the reaction of the Israelites and David had in the face of this Philistine.
好，我们再看一段经文，这段经文是这件事情的结尾。
Let's look at another passage concluding this segment, this story.
我们会读第46节、49节和50节。
We'll go to verse 46 and 49.
第46节，今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道，以色列中有神。Verse
46. This day the Lord delivers thee into my hands, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day. Unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
第49节，大卫用手从囊中掏出一块石头来，用机弦甩去，打中非利士人的额，食指进入额内，他就扑倒，面伏于地。Verse
49. And David put his hand in his bag, and took a stone, and slung it, and smote the Philistine in his forehead. That the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth.
第50节，大卫用机弦甩石胜了那非利士人，打死他。就读到这里。In
verse 50, so David prevailed over the Philistines with a sling and a stone, and smote the Philistine.
那这一段是讲大卫怎样迎战哥利亚。This
talks about how David overcame Goliath.
和这个争斗的结果。The
result of this battle.
那以上我们读的是大卫战胜哥利亚事情发生的经过。
Now before we have read the procession of how he went about defeating Goliath.
不要，这段这个故事在圣经里的一个故事是众所很多人都知道。
I think this story is very popular and very common.
我们所思想到很多的时候是想到这里有一个以弱胜强的例子。
We think about this, it's an example of the less defeating the greater.
但我们可以继续思想，这里到底发生了什么事情？是以弱胜强吗？
But let's think again. Is it really the weak again, conquering the strong?
和这个故事背后的意义是什么？
What is the meaning behind the story?
在当时的战场上是两军对峙。
The battlefield had two nations against each other.
一面是非利士人和巨人哥利亚。
On the one hand, it's Philistine and Goliath.
这敌人极其强大。
The enemy is very strong.
他们是外邦人，他不认识神，也不知道以色列中有神。
They were Gentiles. They were pagans. They didn't know God nor accepted anything about God.
另一面是以色列众人，是神的选民。
On the other hand, it's the chosen people of God, the Israelites.
在非利士人哥利亚面前，以色列众人极其害怕，这是我们读的圣经所告诉我们的。In
front of the Philistines and Goliath, the Israelites were really very afraid. This is what the Bible tells us.
人面对强敌的时候害怕是很自然的事情，是人的天性。
When people have fear in front of a strong enemy. It's a very natural reaction.
在神召以色列人出埃及的时候，神要以色列人服侍神。
But when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, He told them to serve Him.
服侍神就是表明神。
Serving the Lord means to represent Lord.
约翰福音讲到主的服侍，记载在约翰福音一章八节里面。
The book of John, in chapter 1, verse 18, it says that a son represents the father.
Yeah. 那里讲到从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
It says in John 1:18, no man has ever seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him.
主的服事是将神表明出来。
Lord's service is to represent the Lord Himself.
但是在当时的战场上,
but on the battlefield,
当以色列人, 他们不能看见神,
when the Israelites couldn't see God,
因为他们看见哥利亚, 就害怕,
they saw Goliath and was afraid and fled.
这很显然, 人靠着天性,
this shows that by the natural man, he cannot serve the Lord.
因为人靠着天性不能表明神,
because on by people's own merit, they couldn't represent God.
圣经也告诉我们,
it also tells us in the scripture that David wasn't in this battlefield to begin with, originally. He was a shepherd at home.
在同样一个同样的章节第这撒母耳记刚刚我们读的17章第17节里面
In 1 Samuel 17 that we just read earlier. Okay, in the
verse 17 of 1 Samuel 17.
It says there, now Jesse said to his son David, take this ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers and hurry to their camp. This is the very day that the Lord allowed David to go to the battlefield. David is an instrument that God used. Only when the instrument is used can God receive can God manifest Himself.
So
on the battlefield, David drew from the Lord's power to defeat Goliath. David represented and revealed the Lord.
让明白能看见的人知道神是这场战争的主宰。
So that people who can see and understand realize that this is God's battlefield.
所以在这里我们可以思想一下这个事情发生这件事情的意义是什么。
So here we can consider what is the moral of the story.
这个意义就是大卫所说的，他使普天下人都知道以色列中有神。
And that is what David said himself, so that the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
刚刚我们说了，我们众人想到大卫战胜哥利亚的时候，会想到以弱胜强。
We said earlier that when people consider the story of David and Goliath, they may think about weak conquering the strong.
大卫战胜哥利亚是真的是以弱胜强吗？
Is it really the weak overcoming the strong, what David did?
大卫靠着自己的能力不能战胜哥利亚。
David by his own strength cannot overcome Goliath.
但是大卫并不弱。
But David was not weak.
这不是一个软弱的人。
David is not a weak person.
是很强壮的人。
He's conversely very strong.
他的强壮不是身体的强壮。
His strength does not come from his physical attributes.
是他灵里的强壮。
It's his strong spirit.
因着他灵里的强壮，他可以支取神的力量。
Because of his strong spirit, he can use God's power.
他可以成为神的器皿。
He can become God's instrument.
所以这件事情并不是以弱胜强。
So this thing is not weak overcoming strong.
是以强胜弱。
It's the strong to the weak.
按照神心意，大卫将神表明出来了。
According to God's will, David revealed God himself.
他战胜了哥利亚。
Overcoming Goliath.
那我们要看为什么这件事情一定要大卫来完成。
And we must see why are these things only can be accomplished by David?
因为在当时的战场上，大卫并不在战场。
Because on the battlefield, David wasn't actually there.
那里有扫罗。
Saul was there.
他是现任的王。
He was the king at the time.
那还有以色列众人。
And also the people of Israel.
他们都未能彰显神。
None of them could reveal God.
那为什么只有大卫才能彰显神？
Why was it only David who could do it?
大卫身上有什么特质呢？
What was so special about him?
这是只有他才能胜任。
This is something that only he can do.
在困难当中去彰显神自己。
In trials and trouble, to reveal God himself.
我想明白这些问题会帮助我们怎样来操练我们在神面前的侍奉和学习。
I think that to understand the answers to these things will help us in service to God.
我认为在大卫身上有两个特质。
I think that to David there are two characteristics.
第一是大卫在内心能看见神的全能。
Firstly, in David's heart, he could see the almightiness of the unlimited power of God.
那第二是他受神支配，已成为大卫的性情。
And secondly, he became the chosen one of the Lord.
不是经文。
Okay.
第二是受神支配，成为大卫的性情。
Secondly, was David was given authority.
Led by the Lord becomes his nature.
Letting the Lord become his nature.
Led by the Lord becoming his nature. 所以大卫能够表明神他具有的第一个特质，我们刚刚说第一个特质是在大卫的内心看见了神的全能。
So first we said David, because in his heart he saw the unlimited power of God.
无疑大卫是看见神全能的这样一个人。
No doubt David was the only one who saw this.
在上一周志雄弟兄在我们当中分享信息的时候，他引用了一段经文。
Last week when Brother Peter shared his message with us, he utilized one verse.
他讲到初期教会的祷告。
He said the early church, their prayer,
还有能力使地大震动。
Was very powerful that the ground even shook.
那当时教会祷告引用的是大卫的诗篇。
At the time, what the church utilized in their prayer was David's psalm.
我们来看一下当时志雄弟兄引用的那段经文。
Let's look at that particular passage.
那是《使徒行传》第四章24节和25节。
That's Acts 4:24 and 25.
24节。
24.
他们听见了，就同心合意的高声向神说：“主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的，你曾借着圣灵25节，托你仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？26节，世上的君王一起起来。”臣宰也聚集要抵挡主，并主的受膏者。
Acts 4:24-26. And when they heard this, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God, who have made heaven and earth and the sea and all that's in them, who by the mouth of your servant David has said, Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ.
使徒所引用的是来自诗篇第二篇。
The apostles utilized Psalm 22.
那在这几节告诉我们，大卫他在灵里看见了神的全能。
It shows us that in his spirit, David saw the power of God.
在大卫灵里的看见是外邦万民和世上的君王在做一切反对神的事都是虚妄的。
Because of the thing that he saw in his spirit, all the other things that the leaders of the world did were in vain.
那是神已经命定了的事。
It's something that God has commanded.
外邦为什么要争闹来抵挡神？
Why do the people of the world have to stand up against the Lord?
So it's
all in vain.
这个看见是大卫行事为人的一个根基。
This we see is the foundation of one of David's characters.
也是因着这个看见是大卫眼里，世上没有什么困难他战胜不了。
It's also because of this characteristic of David, there was nothing that he couldn't conquer in the world.
他内心里看见神了。
In his heart, he saw the Lord.
他看见这位全能的主宰。
See this almighty ruler.
这样的看见将大卫带到
This being able to see this helped David rise above his difficulties.
这样人在困难面前看到的已不再是困难。
So because of this, in face of difficulty, what people can see is no longer difficult.
我看见的是神的全能。
What they see is the power of God.
这个神的全能是大卫战胜哥利亚的能力。
This power is the very power that helped David defeat Goliath.
所以大卫实在不是一个没有力量的人。
So David is not a person who is without strength.
他的力量来自神。
His strength comes from God.
所以我们这个是给我们一个很好的提醒，我个人认为。
So I personally think this is a very great reminder for each and every one of us.
我们每个弟兄姐妹的力量都不是来自我们个人。
All of our strength are not from ourselves.
所以我们弟兄姐妹相处的时候，互相看对方。
When we interact with each other, we look at each other.
如果我们能专注在对方对神的看见上,
if we focus on what each other knows about the Lord,
我们就不会误判对方,
we wouldn't misunderstand
因为,
or misjudge each other.
因为外表的表现,
because external things may not necessarily be the reality.
大卫的第二个特质是受神支配，已经成为他的性情。Second
is the Lord's nature becoming his own.
什么叫性情呢?
What does
nature?
What does nature mean?
性情就是到了时候，有了环境，就要自然发表。Nature
means when the circumstances calls for it, it'll happen.
春天里要怎么样? 春天里要花要绽放。
What happens in the spring? The flowers will blossom.
树要放绿。
The trees will turn green.
这是自然,
this is nature.
Yeah. 大卫受神的支配已经成为他的性情。
But David drawing from Lord's already has God's nature.
大卫遇到神时的反应可以显示
So when David encounters certain situations, he can reveal that nature.
所以当大卫看见非利士人哥利亚挑战以色列军队的时候,
So when David saw Philistines and Goliath challenging the Israelites,
刚刚我们读经文, 大卫的反应是什么?
We read the verse already. What was his reaction?
大卫的反应是, 这位受割礼的非利士人是谁呢?
He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine?
他竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗?
That he should defy the armies of the living God.
大卫不仅没有害怕,
Not only was David unafraid,
他去迎战哥利亚,
he challenged Goliath.
所以大卫遇到这件事情的时候, 他这个性情就自然发表出来了。
He met Goliath, and when this situation came out, he naturally, his nature came out.
他受着神的支配,
he received...
支配就是led或是governed或是
Oh, he was governed by God's commands of nature.
所以大卫能战胜哥利亚，所以大卫能够战胜哥利亚，能够显示，能将神表明出来。
It's because of this that David can, David defeating Goliath, that he can reveal God himself.
按照神受神支配的人，在我们生活当中，我个人感受并不常见。
In accordance with brothers and sisters and people around me, I don't see this reality very often.
如果在世界当中，我们看到有些人是按照自己的性情或自己的belief或者自己的信念来行事为人的。
In the world, when we see people acting on behalf of their own beliefs and convictions,
我在去年和今年在美国政坛发生很多事情。
Like last year and this year in America, a lot of things happened.
引起很多人的关注。
To cause a lot of people to pay attention to them.
有人关注是出于关心政治。
Some people cares about politics.
但有人也是只属为了消遣。
Oh, for other people, it's just for entertainment and fun and leisure.
Yeah. 我呢属于后者。
I'm one of the latter groups.
Donald Trump 是很多人关注的焦点。
President Trump is has the attention of many.
但对我而言，有一个人与众不同。
But to me, there is someone different.
这个人是 James Comey.
That's James Comey.
当时他是联邦调查局局长。
He was the head of the FBI, director of FBI.
对我而言，这个人与众不同在什么地方
？To me, how is he different?
这个人做事极有原则。
He'd done things with principles.
他的原则就是只做内心认为对的事情。
His principle was that he would only do things that he thought was right.
在大选期间 ，FBI 在调查一件事情。
So during the elections, the FBI were investigating something.
调查 Hillary Clinton， 他是否用他自己的 private email server 去处理国家机密公务。
So they were trying to find out if she was using her private email server to conduct confidential things.
那如果有，是否构成犯罪？
Now if there was, she would be convicted.
这件事情很重要，是因为 Hillary Clinton 是竞选人之一。
This was very important because Hillary Clinton was one of the contestants.The candidates.
Yeah. 所以在新闻里我们都知道，在大选前几天 ，James Comey 就这个调查发表结论和那个又重新开启调查。
So some people, we know that James Comey he restarted the investigation a few days before the election.
他这个行为招来很多非议。
So his action received a lot of criticism.
Yeah. 他批评他的人说呢，他的行为。影响了大选的结果。
His critics said his actions affected the election.
在民主国家，这件事情，这个指控应该来说非同小可。
In a democracy, this should be a very
not a small matter. 在国会听证上 ，James Comey 他有机会来解释他这个行为。
James Comey had a chance to, in the meeting, right? He tried to explain his actions.
他说的什么？他说。他听到他的行为可能影响大选的选举结果。
He said true, his actions may affect the outcome.
所以这他听到这些的时候，他这些听见使他 mildly nauseous.
So people who heard this caused them to be mildly nauseous.
Mildly nauseous 就是中度的眩晕、头晕哈。
Oh, that this caused him to have a mild nausea.
他说的这句话什么意思呢？
Well, what did he mean by that?
他在说他理解众人的批评。
He said he understood the criticism of the masses.
所以他明白他所做的事情非同小可。
He also understood that the thing was not a small thing.
而且事关重大。
It has a great implication.
这毕竟是全国的选举。
This After all, is the national election.
他也并非要想影响这样选举的结果。
He also didn't want to, in this manner, affect the election outcome.
然后他接下来说。
And then he said.
他说如果这件事情再重新来一次。
He said if this thing happened again.
他还会选择同样的做法。
He would still choose the right course of action.
他会做同样的决定。
The same decisions and actions.
原因是什么呢？
What was the reason?
原因是他认为那样做是对的。
Because he thought it's the right thing to do.
所以我们借这个例子，借 James Comey 这个例子，并不是想评断他做的是否正确。
I'm not trying to judge whether what James Comey did was right.
我只想给出一个例子，是让我们看见性情怎样支配行为。
I gave an example earlier to illustrate how our nature affects our actions.
James Comey, 他的行为就是靠着他性情来支配。
James Comey, his actions reflected his nature.
他这个性情就是只做认为对的事情,
and that is to do what is right only.
他这个性情好像一个指南针,
that nature is kind of like a compass.
所以他只朝着指南针所指的方向来走。
He only went the way that the compass was pointing to.
所以 James Comey 他与众多其他政客不同。
So Comey was very different from some of the other politicians.
他不见风使舵。
He doesn't go with the. He doesn't follow the pattern. The general pattern.
By the trend. Like
he doesn't follow the trend.
Influenced by trend. Like 所以我们知道，在新闻当中知道 James Comey. 他这样的性情，靠着性情来行为，在美国政坛没有得到认可。So
we knew that his actions, James Comey's actions, he wasn't endorsed by the people in the U.S.
Yeah. 因为他被 Donald Trump 给 fired 了哈。Because
he was fired by Trump later.
但我们在神里面，如果神受神支配，成为我们的性情。
So if we in our Lord let him become our nature,
靠着这个性情行事为人的话,
using his nature to behave and act,
这是神所喜悦,
this is pleasing to God.
这也是服侍神,
this is also to serving God.
神也会借着我们的性情来彰显他自己,
Lord will also use the nature that we have to reveal himself.
我们刚刚看见大卫战胜哥利亚表明神了。
Earlier we saw that David defeating Goliath reveals God. This particular service was done by drawing from God's nature. To the point where he could fearlessly defeat the enemy. He let everyone know that there is a God in Israel.
接下来我们再看大卫服侍的另一个方面。Let's
look at another aspect of David's service.
他在困境中也不失去信心和盼望。And
that is, in trouble, he didn't lose heart or hope.
大卫为神所用，能表明神。
David was used by the Lord to be able to reveal himself.
但我们知道大卫的生命并非一帆风顺。
When we know that David's life was anything but successful.
Yeah.
He encountered many trials and afflictions.
在困难和绝境里面,
in troubles and despair, how did David serve Lord? He served God the same way. Because he didn't lose heart and didn't lose faith in God. In this way, we have to draw from Psalm 22. So let's again read some verses.
22篇, 我们读第一节, 15节, 24节和31节。
We'll read 22 verse 1, 15, 24, and 31.
第一节,
Verse 1.
我的神,我的神,为什么离弃我? 为什么远离,不救我,不听我哀哼的言语?
My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring?
第十五节,我的精力枯干,如同瓦片,我的舌头贴在我牙床上, 你将我安置在死地的尘土中。
15. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaved to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death.
24.
For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hid his face from him, but when he cried out unto him, he heard.
31节, 他们必来把他的公义传给要将生的民，言明这事是他所行的。
31. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he has done this.
这首诗是大卫在困境时的内心写照。This
psalm was written when David was in despair and trouble.
圣经没有具体讲述 这首诗的背景是什么？
Scripture did not clearly define what was happening when he wrote this.
也有人说，这首大卫写的这首诗只是表明神在十字架上，主耶稣在十字架上受苦。
Some people also said this psalm represents Christ suffering on the cross.
但是这首诗是借着大卫写出来的。
But this psalm was of course written by David.
这是一段经历，从人的一个人的魂里面抒发出来的。
This is an experience that is shown from the heart of man when he's in trouble.
无疑问，这是大卫魂里所发生过一件的事情。
No doubt, it's also something that happened to David personally directly.
我们体会大卫写这首诗的内心处境。
We can understand his heart by reading this psalm.
极其困难，但没有绝望。
It was difficult.But he didn't lose heart.
因为他在神里面有指望。
Because he had hope in the Lord.
大卫在困难中的反应与常人有鲜明的对比。
When David's reaction in times of trouble is very different from normal people.
在中国历史上有一个君王，他可以用诗词来描写困境。
In Chinese history, there was a particular ruler or king.He could use a word to describe this despair trouble.
我们应该都知道这个人是后主李煜。Last emperor of Tang Dynasty.
Oh, he was the last emperor of the Tang Dynasty.
Yeah, 是唐朝的最后一个皇帝啊。他的诗词就表达了亡国之君内心的处境是什么。
What he said was revealed the heart of the of his army. And his nation.
A king.Who lost his kingdom? The heart of a king who lost his kingdom.
It reveals the heart of a king who lost his kingdom.
Yeah. 他写了很多诗留下来的很多诗词啊，留下来的不多。但是弟兄，如果引用的话，我们都会知道。
He wrote many things. We don't have them all, but if we use it, we can know.
有问君能有几多愁？恰似一江春水向东流。Yeah, 我们不需要翻译这段哈。还有流水落花春去也，天上人间。或者是if you ask me how much sorrow do I have, go to see the eastward flowing rivers. Rivers is, that river has much less sorrow than I have.流水落花春去也，天上人间。而我们都知道这两句是从后主李煜的两个词，都分别出自后主李煜的两首词。
You know these two phrases are recorded for later.
Yeah, 我们都很熟悉，词写得很美啊。
We're very familiar with this. It's very beautiful.
但是我们读到这里的时候，我们感受到那里面充满了悲哀和无望。
But when we read this, we understand.That behind these verses is a lot of sorrow.
刚刚我们读的只是最后的一句，两首词分别最后的一句。
We only read the last two sentences.
我们没有时间去读整首词，也没这个必要。
We don't have time nor the need to read the whole thing.
但是我们如果再往前读两句，我们就可以完整体会到诗人的内心境况。
But if we go back two verses, two sentences.Before that, we can really understand his heart and his hopelessness.
在流水落花春去也，天上人间之前，那里他讲到独自莫凭栏，无限江山，别时容易见时难。流水落花春去也，天上人间。这词里充满了从昔日的朝上君沦为今日的。阶下囚，这样里面的悲哀。From by reading all these poems, you can see a person who used to be a king on the throne, and now became a captive in the dungeon. That's the state of this person. Used to be a king, right? 一个人。凭栏远眺，看到失去的江山。This this captive now is standing on the porch and looking or beholding his lost kingdom, beholding that kingdom which he lost. And 只有悲哀和无望. He's filled with sorrow and hopelessness.
Okay.
因为李煜从军到囚的处境, 与东流水和落花一样, 他都无力回天.
回天.
李煜他这时的心境是, 他的 state or condition or situation, he can't change it, he cannot help it, because he used to be a king, now he became a captive in the dungeon. He cannot change it. The way he cannot change it is just the same as he can to reverse the flowing river or to stop the falling flowers. 这是决定. 所以相比之下,面对困境,大卫诗里从没有绝望。
So in the same way, when David was faced with these troubles, he never lost hope.
大卫能够冲破困境,进入盼望。
He can break through troubles and into hope.
我们刚刚读到的第15节,
When we read verse 15,
第22章15节,
Psalm 22, verse 15,
我的精力枯干,如同瓦片, 我的舌头贴在我牙床上,
my strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws, and you have brought me into the dust of death. This was David in his most despairing moment.
第24节,
24.
那受苦之人呼吁的时候,
for he has not despised or bore the affliction of the afflicted.
神成为大卫的盼望,
Lord became David's hope.
他知道他呼求,
he knew that if he would cry out to God, he would listen.
第31节,
Verse 31.
他们必来把他的公义传给将要生的民言明这事是他所行的。
Says they shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born. That he has done this.
在大卫里面，他坚信神不仅要解救他，还要借着他将神自己的公义传给以后的世代。
In his heart, he knew that the Lord would rescue him and bless him and bless the Israelites.
大卫在信心里看见神了。David
was able to see God in his faith.
这样的看见使困境不能锁住大卫。
This helped him to pass or overcome his difficulties. David broke through troubles and went into hope.
所以大卫这样行呢,他从困境进入盼望,又再走出了一条路。
So when David came out of despair into hope, he walked in a new way.
神的儿女今天可以行走在同样的道路上。
Us children of the Lord can walk in the same way today.
所以大卫在困境里不失去盼望,
So this act of not losing heart in troubles is a type of service.
我们看到第三个方面是大卫在过失里明白神的怜悯和恩典。
Thirdly, we see that in hopelessness, he understood God's mercy.
虽然大卫不是神这样合神的心意,
Even though David served the Lord in this way, with such faith.
但我们知道大卫并非完人, 他也是罪人。
We know, of course, David is not perfect. He was also a sinner.
他有过很多过失。
He had many failures.
Yeah. Iniquities.
Sins and iniquities.
Yeah. 所以在这些过失里面, 大卫能够更多看见神的怜悯和恩典。
In these iniquities, David was able to see a great amount of God's mercy and grace.
圣经里记载大卫犯过两次重大的过失。
The scripture records two great sins committed by David.
一件事是贪恋拔示巴,满足眼目肉体的情欲。
First thing was lusting after Bathsheba and to fulfill his fleshly desires.
及其后来杀死 乌利亚。
To cause him to end up killing Uzziah.
那另一件事是大卫数点百姓。
And second is when David took a census of the nation of Israel.
我们都读过大卫的故事，所以我们对这两个故事都非常熟悉。
We know his stories because we read them.
因为时间的缘故，我们只能看一件事。
Because of time, we'll look at just one.
我们要看的这件事是大卫数点以色列百姓。
Let's look at David taking a census of the Israelites.
我们再读一段经文，历代志上第二十一章一节和二节。
Let's read another passage, 1 Chronicles 21, 1 and 2.
历代志上二十一章一节和二节。
First Chronicles 21:1-2。
第一节，撒旦起来攻击以色列人，激动大卫数点他们。大卫就吩咐约雅和民中的首领说：“你们去数点以色列百姓，从别示巴到直到但，回来告诉我，好我好知道他们的数目。”
And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. And then David said to Joab and the rulers of the people, "Go, number Israel from Beersheba to Dan.And bring the number of them to me that I may know it."
那圣经告诉我们，撒旦起来攻击以色列人，就激动大卫数点他们。
Bible tells us Satan stood up against, Satan provoked David to number Israel.
大卫在撒旦的攻击面前犯罪了。
In the provocation of Satan, David sinned.
大卫犯罪一定有其破口。
David when he sinned,
vulnerability.
Oh, this was David's vulnerability that is taken advantage of.
那大卫用撒旦用 David 大卫身上什么破口来攻击他呢
？What kind of vulnerability did Satan have against? Did Satan use against David?
在民数记里面，神吩咐摩西去数点百姓。
In Numbers, Moses told the people to number themselves.
在那里是要以色列百姓准备出征。
Over there, it was for the Israelites to get ready for battle.
但在大卫吩咐去数点百姓的时候，神已经给他视为平安，没有战事，不需要出征了。
But when David did the numbering, God has already given his nation peace, and he didn't need to count.
那大卫为什么要这样做，要数点以色列百姓
？Why did David have to count the people?
他做这件事情的时候，他思想中在想些什么
？When he did this, what was he thinking in his heart?
我觉得我们可以从外面发生的事情可以瞥看见大卫的内心。
I think we can see based on external things what his heart was thinking.
大卫去数点去吩咐数点以色列百姓的时候，他心里可能很自豪。
David, when he charged Joab to count the people, maybe he was very proud in his heart.
他可能在想，你去看看，这是我的百姓，我的民。我手所得来的盛世太平。
He may have thought to himself, "Well, this is my people, my Israelites, and let's see how many there are."
在那时候，大卫内心的宝座可能已经不是神坐在其上了。
At that particular time in his heart, maybe the one who was enthroned in his heart was not Lord but himself.
而是他自己的荣耀坐在其上。
But his own glory.
在历代志二章七节里。
In
21章七节。
In 1 Chronicles 21 verse 7。
神不喜悦，这弟兄读一下啊，神不喜悦这数点百姓的事，便降灾给以色列人。大卫祷告神说：“我行这事大有罪了，现在求你除掉仆人的罪孽，因我所行的甚是愚昧。”
In verse 7 and 8 says, God was displeased with this thing, therefore he smote Israel. And David said to God, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing. But now I beseech thee, do away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done it very foolishly.
大卫这次犯罪比杀害乌利亚时灵里要敏感得多。
This particular sin that David committed, his reaction was a lot more sensitive to the case with Bathsheba and Uzziah.
在那时候，先知拿单要讲一段故事给大卫，大卫才意识到他犯罪了。
In the case of Uriah and Bathsheba, the prophet Nathan had to make him see his sin by a story.
但这次大卫很快就意识到他犯了罪了。
But this time David recognized his sin immediately.
而且是大罪。
And it's a great sin.
在第八章里面，我行这事大有罪了。 因为我所行的甚是愚昧，这个大和甚是是用同一个字，都是极大的意思。
In verse 8 it says when he has sinned greatly and do away with iniquity, these two words are the same.
犯了罪的大卫，此时他做一件事，因为他只能做这一件事。
The David who sinned can only do one thing.
他说，现在求你除掉仆人的罪孽。
He asked the Lord to do away the iniquity of your servant.
他再次来到神的面前向神祈求。
He came before the Lord to plead.
我们再看几节，再看一节经文，21章第十七节。
Let's look at another verse, chapter 21.
大卫祷告神说：“吩咐数点百姓的不是我吗？我犯了罪，行了恶，但这群羊做了什么？”愿耶和华我神的手攻击我和我的家，不要攻击你的民，降瘟疫于他们。
Verse 17, and David said to God, "It is not I that commanded the people to be numbered; even I it is that sinned and done evil indeed."
这里大卫被回转，被挽回了。
Here, David turned back.
他再次承认自己的愚昧。
He again, admitted his foolishness.
因为他说。不要攻击你的民，降瘟疫于他们。
Because he said, don't judge your people. He said, let your
don't plague your people. I think something.
Don't like yeah, don't harm your people and don't give them a plague.
Yeah. 因为大卫在数点百姓的时候，他。以为那是自己的荣耀。
Because when David numbered the people, he was thinking it was his own glory.
他现在知道，他认识到了，神的民是神的荣耀。
He now knows that God's people is God's glory.
以色列的百姓是神的民。
The Israelites are God's people.
他将神的荣耀及以色列的百姓还给其主人了。
He gave back to Israel the people of God to God himself.
那我们继续往下看第十八节，我们再读，还是跳着读，读三节经文，十八节、二十六节和二十七、二十读四节，十八节、二十六、二十七、二十八。
We go on. It's going to be verse 18, 26, 27, 28.
耶和华的使者吩咐加德去告诉大卫，叫他上去。在耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上为耶和华筑一座坛。第二十六节，大卫在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，献燔祭和平安祭，求告耶和华，耶和华就应允他，使火从天降在燔祭坛上。二十七节，大卫吩咐使者，他就收刀入鞘。二十八节，那时大卫看见耶和华在耶布斯阿尔南的禾场上应允了他，就在那里献祭。
Okay, then 18. Then the angel of the Lord commanded God to say to David that David should go up and set up the altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusites.
看到这里犯过罪的大卫，他重新回到神的面前了。
We see that the David who repented, he came back to the Lord himself.
因为他在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
Because he made an altar for the Lord.
耶和华也应允他，使火从天降在燔祭坛上。
And the Lord has also accepted him to cause fire to light the altar.
神也重新接受了大卫。
Lord has also once again accepted David.
我们感谢神，神实在是有他极其丰富的怜悯和恩典。
We thank the Lord. He is full of mercy.
正是因着这个怜悯，神再次向大卫施恩。
It's because of this mercy that he was gracious to David.
用神自己真理和生命的灵再次开启大卫。
Using the Lord's own character and nature to reveal it to David again.
让大卫看见自己的愚昧。
To let David see his own foolishness.
如果神不施恩，大卫会在这虚假的荣耀里走向灭亡。
If God was not gracious, he would have David would have continued walking in his own righteousness and pride.
因着神挽回并重新接受大卫，大卫对神有更多的认识。
Because God was willing to accept David again, David's understanding of the Lord increased.
他看见神的更多的恩典和怜悯。
He saw David's grace and mercy. He saw God's grace and mercy more.
所以圣经说，那时大卫见耶和华在耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上应允了他， 就在那里献祭。
Oh, so it says in verse 28, at that time David saw that the Lord answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Then he sacrificed there.
在这里我们看到真理和生命的神再次坐在大卫内心的宝座上。
We see here again that the God of truth and life once again sits in David's heart.
我们还有一点可以速速的结束啊。
We have something else that we can discuss.
晚年被神成全的大卫。
That is the David in his later years, what God has fulfilled in David in his later years.
说大卫这样服侍神，他的晚年的光景如何？
What was David's condition when he was old?
与众人一样，大卫晚年年老体衰。
Just like everyone else, David was weak physically.
圣经列王记上一章一节
says in 1 Kings 1.
大卫年纪老迈，虽用被遮盖，仍不觉暖。
David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he got no heat.
在这里我们看见一个老人，一个虚弱的老人。
Here we see an old man, very weak old man.
在我们西区，我们每隔周周四有一个小型的祷告聚会。
In our in the region where we live, every week we have a small prayer meeting.
Every other week.
Every other week.
在那里我们。在祷告之前我们会读一首诗篇。
Before our prayer time, we'll read a particular song.
有一天我们读到大卫的诗篇。
One time we read a Psalm of David.
有人有一个评论。
One person had a comment on it.
他说这好像是大卫在风烛残年的时候写的。
This seems to be written during David's older years.
Yeah, older years, weak time, yeah.大卫是否跟众人一样有风烛残年，或者是像江残灯火一样
？Was David like other people?
啊 ，smoking flag 在圣经里用这句话。
Oh, was David like other people, just like a smoking flag?
说大卫的身体上是虚弱，因为圣经告诉我们。
The Bible does tell us that David's physical body was very weak.
他虽用被遮盖，仍不觉暖。
So he was covered by sheets, but he still couldn't keep.
但圣经也告诉我们，他灵里的光景和身体的光景截然不同。
Bible tells us that his spiritual condition is very different than his physical condition.
列王记一章第四十七节。
First Kings 1:47.
王的臣仆也来为我们的主大卫祝福，说：愿王的使者。所罗门的名比王的名更尊贵，使他的国位比王的国位更大。然后是王就在床上屈身下拜。
It says in 47, Moreover, the king's servants came to bless our Lord King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and make his throne greater than your throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed.
设想一下，人在敬拜的时候，他灵里不会像江残灯火。
See that when David worshipped the Lord in his heart, he was not like a burning flesh.
一定是灵里火热。
It is a very passionate worship.
说大卫在床上敬拜神的这一幕。
So this picture of David worshipping the Lord in his bed.
与圣经里另一位同盟救主，另一位一路得蒙救主引领的仆人雅各。这个经历何等相似。
It is very similar to Jacob, who is also led by the Lord in the scripture.
在创世纪第四十七章三十一节。
In Genesis 47:31.
创世纪四十七章三十一节，雅各说：“你要向我起誓。”约瑟就向他起了誓。于是以色列在床上敬拜神。
And he said, "Swear unto me," and he swore unto him. And Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head.
这两处经文敬拜用的同一个字。
These two verses, when it talks about worship or bowing himself,
yeah,
it's the same word.
大卫和雅各虽然在此生的社会地位截然不同。
David and Jacob, even though their social status is very different.
一个是君王，一个是平民。
One is a peasant, one is a King.
他们对神的救恩的领悟却完全相同。
They had the exact same understanding of the Lord's gift.
在圣经里记载，承受神直接工作最多的，大卫和雅各可能排在前两位。
So when the Bible speaks of people influenced by the Lord, maybe David and Jacob are top two.
这两位对神工作最有经历的两个人。
These two are the most experienced in the Lord's work.
他们晚年对神救恩得出的结论。
In their old years, their reaction to the Lord is the same reaction.
Conclusion.
Same conclusion.
那就是神真是配得敬拜。
And that is the Lord is truly worthy of praise and thanks.
所以大卫和雅各晚年敬拜神，这是两个画面，但这两个画面是描绘同一幅画。
So David and Jacob worshiping Lord in their old years is two different stories, but they illustrate the same scene.
他这幅画将人的外表和内心都写在这画面上。
The outward, the physical and the spiritual written for both them.
从外表看都是老人，虚弱无力。
From the physical, from external standpoint, they're all weak and old.
但这两位老人内心都充满激情。
But both of them, their hearts were full of passion.
因为他们都在敬拜神。
Because they were worshiping the Lord.
我们看到这幅图画。
We see this picture.
我们思想这幅图画何尝不是神众儿女生命的写照。
We see this, we realize it's so not reminiscent of the Lord's children today.
哥林多后书不用翻了，我们弟兄们读一下。哥林多后书四章十六节，所以我们不上胆，外体虽然朽坏，内心却一天心是一天。然后箴言四章十八节，但义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
So two more verses, 2 Corinthians 4:16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect.
从外表看好像是江残灯火。
From externally it looks like a burning flag.
在内心里实在是火烧正旺。
But inwardly it's a fire burning with passion.
在大卫晚年的生命里再次表明了神的工作。
David in his old years again revealed Lord's work.
这是神的工作，就是神的儿女，他没有风烛残年或江残灯火，只有灵的更新。
It shows that the Lord's people in their old years they are renewed inwardly.
所以大卫按神的旨意服侍了那一代的人就睡了。
So it says when David served his people, he fell asleep.
可以看到啊，大卫就大卫个人而言，他已被神所成全，以至于内心深处产生对神的敬拜。
In David's own words, he was accepted by the Lord and revered the Lord in his heart.
但就神而言，大卫的服事是在满足神的心意，神将大卫放在自己永远救赎的计划里面。
The Lord has put David in his own eternal will.
他借大卫引出我们救主耶稣基督。
David revealed our Lord Jesus Christ.
大卫为神所用，也被神成全。
David was used by our Lord and also 成全。
成全 fulfilled
and completed by our Lord.
Yeah. 圣经称大卫是合神心意的。
The Bible says that David is one after Lord's own heart.
除此之外，圣经还有一个称谓。
Other than him, there's someone else.
那就是美歌者。Sweet psalmist.
That is the sweet psalmist.
在撒母耳记上第二十三章一节，我们可以看这一节经文。
In Second Samuel 23rd.
那里讲到，以下是大卫末了的话：耶西的儿子大卫得居高位，在是雅各神所高的，做以色列的美歌者说。
Now these be the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said.And the man who was raised up on high and anointed the God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel said.
也二撒母耳记下刚才说错了，说是上下二十一章。
I misspoke earlier. It's actually 2 Samuel 23.
Yeah. 二十一章二十三章一节。
23:1.
Yeah.
2 Samuel 23:1.
Okay. 那每个的英文翻译成是 sweet psalmist。
That particular word is called sweet psalmist.
但原文不是 psalmist.
In the original text, it's
原文是 psalm 或者是 psalm.
The original text just says psalm.
就是诗歌或诗篇。
That is a song or a particular
passage. Yeah. 如果是按原文的话，那大卫就是一首诗歌或诗篇。
If you were using the original text, then it says David is just a song.
那大卫本人就不是作者。
And David then is not an author.
这首诗的作者是谁？
Who is the author of this song?
我不说你们也知道，无疑问这是神。
I don't need to say, you all know it's Lord.
在神手里，大卫的一生成为一首美丽的以色列美丽的诗篇。
So in God, David has become a beautiful song.
神用着大卫，同样也会用着我们。
God used David in the same way He'll use us.
因为神将他的灵赏给大卫，也赏给我们。
Because God has given David His Spirit as well, and He'll do the same for us.
只要我们将自己放在神的手里。
As long as we put ourselves into His hands.
与大卫一样，我们也可以成为这首以色列美丽的诗篇。
As David, we can also become a beautiful song.
为神所用，在世人中表明神自己。
And also to reveal to the world God Himself.
感谢主，我们有一点祷告。
Thank the Lord. Let's have some prayer.
主，我们实在谢谢你将话语赏给我们。
Lord, we thank you for revealing your words.
人的理解是不完全，是甚至是很残缺。
Man's understanding is limited, and to the point of.
求你的圣灵借着主你在大卫身上所做的工作来启示你的儿女。
Lord, may you use the things of David to remind your people.
让我们这一生真真实实的被你的灵所工作。
That in our life, your spirit can work within us.
来表明你自己。
To reveal yourself.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Thank you, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好。